all right, fucking, hey, we're horrible decisions. And Mandy always wants to lead and stuff. And I guess y'all be like, Weezy, you should try it sometime. Well, this is what you're going to get. I'm very unenthused. Our guest is really trash. And he's only half black.
This is really, really trash.
What was it?
I don't know, like a rewind? DJ rewind? No?
Was that a dog?
I hate you. I don't know. I tried to do like the little rewind that I've been putting in the beginning of the episode.
You didn't try to do anything.
I did.
You tried to be a
Listen, hey. It has been a long day for me. Okay. Why? I had class, two classes and work today. And now we're recording for 2 hours and we have a late guest already. So it's just like my head is just fucking pounding.
Well, let me entertain you about how my mom peed.
Well, wait, can we let people know if they listen to see, you did an awful job with this introduction shit.
They clicked on the link.
That don't mean shit. Hi, guys.
I'm Weezy. I don't bark. She does. And so basically, that's it.
And I'm Mandy. And this is another episode of Horrible Decisions with a late ass guest, as always, because, you know.
So
I guess you have black. What are you? You're not. Are you half black?
He's Puerto Rican black. And Italian. That's enough nigga to me.
Oh, not huh?
Puerto Ricans are black, bro.
Yeah, they are. They kind of are. Thank you, Alex. They kind of are.
Can we get your black ass on the mic real quick so you can let the rest of the black people know that Puerto Ricans are black?
No, we had a guest, not a guest, but a listener write my Twitter today, and she was like, this guy Alex, wait, he sound fine as fuck. I'm gonna need to know what he looked like.
Just to let you know, until you said you were an actual policeman, I was asking Mandy, like, damn, he kind of cute, blah blah, and then she was like, he's a cop, and I was like, well, there that goes.
What's wrong with that?
I dried it right up. What do you mean? What's wrong with that? Do you know what I do on the weekends?
I think I'm not going to lie. I don't know what pants you had on last time we were recording, but they fit you very well.
You know what it was? You had like a collar shirt over the button. It was like a hot look.
I think it was a very hot look. I mean, you're with the hoodie tonight. That'll work too. But
don't get too flattered. Just come after work next time.
I told you, we need to see you in uniform.
So
I like a man in uniform.
You guys, this month for Horrible Decisions, we are trying to feature all couples, right? And celebrate love. But then Mandy and I were talking last night, and I was like, what about people that aren't in love? What about people that are just in love with being horrible? And then I thought of the most horrible person I knew, and it was Anthony.
That's nice.
Oh, wait, get closer.
Yeah, get closer.
Put your mouth on it like a pussy.
Yeah, I'm saying, kid.
So I'm not going to lie. I've heard some pretty interesting things about you. It was literally, I don't know, I guess y'all went out and had a hell of a fucking night, and you were telling her all these stories. Okay. She was like, I got a new guest, bro. We got to bring him on, bro. I got him, bro. So, it's going to be fucking awesome. Like, and she like got really hype. I don't know if maybe you talk like this, but she got into this really hype. Bro, he got to come on the
Anthony
show, bro.
Is literally the person that makes me feel like my body physically drained. Like, he tries to hang out with me. Like we go to the gym together, right? And so he's like, oh, let's grab dinner after. And I'd be scared to say yes because I know what's going to happen.
It's going
to
be all night.
My mom went to Anthony's birthday party after the Knicks game and threw up in a cup.
Oh.
And after she threw up, looks up and goes, oh, my God, honey, I love him. Anthony is fabulous. After he's got her up in VIP holding this Grey Goose bottle. It's just bad. Anthony just makes you
That's why she threw up, for sure.
And he's trying to, I think my mom wants to fuck him. She wants me to fuck him, and if I can't.
Oh, my God. Well,
we can talk about the three of us.
Well, or you could do, what is it that Pete said? Maybe you and your mom can fuck him together.
Okay, now you pushing me. All right, so Anthony, we're just going to start this off with a bang. I have some have you ever questions for you.
Jesus.
I feel like a lot of these you probably would have already done. I don't know. What is the number of most people you've ever fucked in an orgy?
We're
in the same room.
Two.
And what about you?
Wait, guys and girls, I guess. So, like,
yeah.
How many were in the room, or how many?
How many
girls?
People are in the room?
Four.
And what about you, Weezy? I think we should all answer this question. I'm excited.
Three. I fucked someone three? In the room.
You always be remembering. That's why I like.
I remembered a different time than you just thought I did.
Oh.
Never mind. So
no,
anyway.
Go ahead. What's the number, though?
I was thinking it was Miami, but it was another city when we was in that casino.
We was in a casino?
And that dude flew us.
Oh, shit.
Bitch, that shit got out of
Detroit, ho.
Shut up.
That was kind of. Wait, you was wild that weekend.
I just wanted to get paid. No, okay.
Terrible.
So, okay, what is the most, the number of girls you fucked, like, within the same day? And if you have, how many hours passed between?
Three girls in the same 24-hour period.
That's disgusting.
That's not too bad.
That's nasty.
You've done at least two in 24 hours.
No, like in a threesome.
One without a shower.
Wait.
But no time. Sometimes you don't have time.
Let me tell you how dirty Anthony out, you know? Is. Me and him were what? Chilling in his apartment last weekend. He was like, come here real quick. I'm like, I'm not going to fuck you, Anthony. He's like, no, let me just show you her panties.
You know what? You're probably.
She
going
to do it one day.
No, you're probably one of those people that you have to just walk into your house and not think about anything you do because I probably would be scared to sit on your couch.
Oh, 100%.
1,000%.
I'm very clean. I lay sheets down.
All right.
I lay on that couch when no one else is around.
Anthony, have you ever had a girl shit on your dick?
Not intentionally, but from anal, yeah.
Have you too?
No. What do you mean?
Shit has never come out of your ass during anal sex?
I've only had anal like twice.
And no shit ever came out?
No, because I was like really ready to have it. But like, I'm sure if you're like ready to get your ass fucked whenever and it's like kind of open.
One time,
that's
yeah.
part of my normal repertoire.
Also,
I'm
going
to try and put it in so you didn't prepare. That's, you know.
How much came out?
What like, is it? You like, said eat and prepare?
No, I said, I'm like, girls, I don't tell the girls it's going to happen. I'm just going to try it. And a lot of them will do it. And they had him prepared for the day. And you're like, you don't want to eat
No, of
day.
Course.
Right.
How do you slide into the ass on act?
You're like, shh.
Cheese and crackers, bro. That's okay. How I prepare now.
Why are you
Wait, no, you that? Have to share.
Yo, you are so me too.
You have to share how you, I mean, you put a thumb in first, of course,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you loosen okay. up with a thumb. You see if she's open to that.
And right? if she's open to that.
And then you have her like, you're probably on the side of her and you're like putting it in and out. And then you're kind of putting it towards the ass. And she's like, no. I'm like, baby, no, shh, it's okay. She's like,
I wasn't ready.
I have one more that it's. I feel like pee is always basically the theme of our show.
We've actually haven't talked about piss in a while. I'm very proud of 2018 up until now. But we're going to go ahead and introduce piss once again.
Have you peed on and been peed on? Which one?
Both.
So
I'll pee on you in the shower just as a matter of fact. If we're in a shower, you get peed on.
But does she know you're peeing? Wait, without... You can't be pissed.
Yeah, but you know what?
I've
had a guy do that. It's like this mark your territory. It's like a joke thing.
No, bro, not a joke.
She's get off me.
No.
Didn't you get in the shower when you pissed on somebody?
It's like actually, first off, he was laying down on the shower. This was all pre-talked about. He wanted to be pissed on. So it was okay. I don't know how I would feel if I'm in a warm shower with a man and I feel a warmer stream of water.
Honestly, you won't know for a while.
I'm going to crack myself up doing that.
Dude, the last time I got fucking peed on in the shower, he was like, now I own you. I was like, what the fuck?
What?
And I looked and I saw the pee. I was pissed. But
whatever. See, you were mad, right?
I like watching a tap dancer in the shower. Like, oh, stop it.
Like, wait, have you ever peed on dry land?
No, because then you got to clean it up. It's to me, it's just.
I mean, then you.
Yeah, I've never peed on dry land either. It's really
wait,
messy.
You said you've been peed on. But on dry land?
In a shower,
as
though, right?
Because of me doing it to her. She's like, well, I'm going to pee on you, too.
But in a shower. In the shower.
Yeah.
Does that count as a golden shower?
In the shower. Yes, it's a golden shower.
Otherwise,
you got to
be like Dexter laying shit out. And like,
I guess
you know,
then I've got
it.
Right. We're not laying fucking a whole
all right, I retract my
plastic
statement. I've had
on the fucking
shower before.
Wait, you had a golden shower? Like,
in the shower.
All in the shower, right?
But not like on my. I feel like the shit you did, how he wanted it in his mouth and shit. I feel like that.
He didn't really want it in his mouth. He wanted.
Bitch, he said he wanted to drink it out of a fucking Ciroc cocktail.
No, he wanted my. When I squirt, he wanted to mix that with Ciroc and drink that.
Okay.
My piss, he just wanted right here so that it kind of shot up to his face, like with sprinkles.
I did get squirted on, so I guess that counts, right? I mean, that's essentially pee.
I just wanted to cover my face with something.
Oh.
I just like,
because they're paying us, right?
Oh, sorry. All right. So for today, our kink of the week is cum swapping. I feel like it's really, really basic. But I do want to say, I always thought cum swapping was just like two girls after a blowjob. Apparently, it's the act of two or more people doing anything. And so we think we've talked about snowballing, which
we
is
have
when,
talked about snowballing,
which is when a guy ejaculates into a girl's mouth and then they kiss. But cum swapping is a different thing.
How does it differ?
Apparently, it's the act of like literally not just kissing, but like exchanging it back and forth, making it like. What's the? Why am I doing this
like,
in my hands?
Like
a volley, like a ping pong of cum.
So like when you pull gum out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Like that kind of.
Like it has to be exchanged back and forth, regardless of gender, regardless of whose cum it is. Or how many people are involved in the cum swap? If the previous
shit.
Conditions are met, it's considered
Look,
a cum swap.
Well, actually, Anthony is frowning his face like he ain't about this life.
It's unacceptable.
Hold on.
That's unacceptable, but blowing coke in a girl's ass is just fine.
It's different.
Excuse
it's just
me.
It's fine, all right? But cum swap, too far. Have you ever done a snowball with a girl?
No. I mean, look, I've came in her mouth, and I got to make sure it's all down and in, and then I'll kiss her like
But what
five
if
minutes, five minutes later?
A five
like,
minute roll.
Like it's a 5 minute roll.
What if it's like a little on your mouth?
On her, you gotta wipe that off.
Just wipe.
I like kissing lover boy.
I'm not gonna lie. If a guy comes in my mouth and there's anything left over, he needs to lick it off, or like I'm just gonna.
Ladies, by the way, the Alex that we were talking about is like squint. He look like he's like, he's like
what? I think it's hot.
You look like you got a muscle.
I mean, it's not fair that guys can basically finger a girl's pussy and just stick them fingers right in her mouth,
oh,
and she has no
best.
Choice. Look, see what I'm talking
I love
about?
That. All day.
But y'all
what's,
can't,
what's your
y'all
word
can't
you use after you finger a girl? What do you say when you finger a girl? Two words. Finger bang. He's like, I was finger banging.
I use finger blast.
How old
I
old are
blast.
You? Finger bang.
Finger blast.
Finger blast. So why is that okay? But yeah, a guy. Y'all. So y'all never taste your own cum
no.
ever. Like I like to know what I taste like, what I smell like. Like y'all don't ever.
So,
check
I'll,
down
maybe
there
I'll drink.
For
I'll
anything?
Drink some pineapple juice just to hook you up.
Just
but
to be like, the pineapple got to do the job, huh? I hope it worked this time.
Here's the fruit basket.
I just look at your face. Did you like cringe or you're like,
hope the sodium
good.
Got lower in my sperm count.
Oh my
what
God.
It do? I had one time that was so salty. I'm not a spitter, but this one,
it's got to go.
I was like, listen.
You know what you do? You just like spit it back out and make it like a sexy thing and like jerk it off with your hands. They have no idea that.
Oh, when you're
disgusting.
Still on the dick. Yeah.
Oh, but this was like, you were
I
like,
mean, this one was
you
like
a napkin.
Like. I ran straight to the bathroom and acted like I was about to wipe, and nah, that shit went right into the motherfucking sink.
Oh. I'm like, oh, sorry, I got too deep. Let's go.
Nigga, you need some more.
I said the other day, like, I was giving Loverboy head. What was it like? Right before I left for Orlando for Christmas, and I spit it back out on his dick, and he was like, so do you just not swallow? I said, whoa, hold the fuck up, nigga. First of all, you said I gave you the best blowjob you ever had. Now you got a problem that you got to look back at it? Shit. Sometimes I just don't. I might get pregnant.
Not through the through the mouth.
It goes crazy.
All right. So our horrible decision is living single. And
we are living.
I don't know a lot about you. Used to be married. Me and you have a very party relationship. You text me at 2 o'clock in the morning. You're like, bitch, come to One Oak. Bitch, come here. Party at my house. These bitches will send me a picture of who it is. Literally 7 a.m. fucking text messages from Anthony with all the girls that were in his apartment and the things he did to them. So that's low key why I'm always down. But yeah, so I want to ask you how long you've been married or were married. Excuse me.
I was married for 5 years.
Oh, that ain't that long.
But I dated her for like 6-7 years beforehand. So it occupied most of my like 20s.
And how long have you been single?
6 years.
So oh. You're like living in your 20s right now.
Right.
In
I'm
your...
reliving my 20s in my, and I'm 42.
Okay.
You're 42. I don't know how loud this is in the speaker.
No.
All right. Well, fuck it. There's a fire alarm testing right now. So.
Because we on fire, bitch.
So, which is better, having somebody or not?
Both can be good, but I don't think any man or boy should be married before he's 30, 35.
Well,
I think he's still
really?
I think he's still a boy. He doesn't even know what he... I didn't know what I wanted at 24. So what happens is you start dating someone in your late 20s. Mm-hmm. You don't know what you want, and you feel like, oh, shit, I got to get married because I've been with this person so long.
Right.
And then before you realize, you're like, shit, I'm 32, and I can get models now, and... I'm stuck with this girl.
What do you mean get models? Is that because by the time you're 32, you're making good
you
money?
Because everything, like anything else, your game gets tighter. You get better at what you do. The more practice you have at something, the better you get.
Right. So
I was just, whoo.
So if you would have gotten married at 35, like what did you feel like you were missing out on when you were married?
I think I outgrew the person that I was married to.
Okay.
And, you
Can
know.
We pause?
Can we no, pause? No, it's all right.
Yeah.
All right.
I'd rather pause because what he's saying is good and I don't want to get that in the background. Well, welcome back. You know, normally we don't really take pauses
Alex
or breaks.
Alex had to go
but...
without his nightstick.
So I guess we'll get back into the conversation
so
you were talking about.
Now I remember.
His wife, yes.
Specifically, he was saying that 33 to 35 is a better time to get married. And I want to just get your input on that because a lot of women are complaining that they're not getting proposed to quick enough, things like that. Like, just... What would you say to those girls? Like,
well, you got to date an older guy.
Well, it's also interesting that you say that the last couple we just had on the show, they're high school sweethearts and have been married. They're the only people that have been with each other, and they seem very happy. So,
what?
They've only been with each other.
There are exceptions to the rule.
Okay, there are exceptions.
In general.
Okay.
And you guys probably know this from dating. Like, you date someone, if you're 26 and you're dating a 26-year-old, it's like you're dating an 18-year-old.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, if you date someone in their late 30s.
I just date 18-year-olds.
Frankly, yeah. I've read a lot of things. I think I saw one on The Shade Room, too, about a post about men not being ready for marriage until they're 32, 33. And I think it's just because, Alex, you're shaking your head. Yes, why?
He said he's not ready right now,
and he's 30. But it's crazy because I will say, I mean, aside from me just liking younger niggas, I don't talk to many older guys because of that reason. I feel like when I do talk to the older guys that are single or don't have too much baggage that I may actually like, they're at a point where they want a baby like yesterday, and they're ready to do the settling down thing. And because I know I'm not, that's kind of why I kind of stay away from dealing with older men, because you're right. At that point, if they don't have children, oh my God, they are ready for kids. Immediately.
I can see that.
And so, I mean, I guess that.
But we're dating, like, at my age, I'm dating 25 to
22.
34.
Blowing off ass, 22.
That's true. Let's define
you
dating.
You can be concerned.
You know,
let's define how young.
I'm hanging
you know
out
what?
With.
I'm not going to put Anthony all the way out there, but I'm not going to say it. But I remember this motherfucker texted me in a cab one time and said, I need you to Google the legal age.
Shut up. I committed no crimes.
I'm in the cab right now. I need you to Google it.
So that means you deal with the models that are in model houses and stuff?
Yeah, well, you meet them in the club. So they're required to go to the clubs as part of the
job. Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
We've never talked about that.
I'm not a professional in that, but I know they're all piled up into the same, you know.
Break it down. So
house.
A lot of our listeners aren't in New York because we got, you know, we kind of global. but so there's a thing in New York called model houses. Everyone knows, like, this is the fashion capital. So when girls want to come here and be a model, starting at young, tender ages of hopefully 18 and
legal,
up.
Legal ages.
Check the age.
They have my apartment.
They have agencies or kind of even, they're kind of like pimps that put them all in houses and is like, listen, to live here, you have to go to this club, dinner, XYZ night during the week.
Now, these promoters kind of run the model houses, and part of them either living for free or living subsidized is that they got to show up to the club, stay a certain amount of time. Like, you know, so that's why you see models always like, oh, like looking like not happy.
Like they don't want to be there.
Because they got to be there. It's like it's a job.
It's their rent.
So they start out having a great time. You get the girl that's right off the boat coming. She's having an amazing time.
That's your type.
Yeah.
Anthony calls me the other day. He's like, I met a bitch who's 2 months in.
That's
straight from Georgia.
They don't know what's up in New York. Right, but then the minute they get here and they see what's up, and then they start going to the clubs more and more, they get tired of it and they don't want to be there, and they kind of do their required action.
Tidy your ass.
And then leave.
Now, so Tao Group, right? Tao Group owns what? They own like all those big meatpacking clubs. Do they pay for these model housing? Like, who pays
for
the housing?
They pay the promoters to bring the models in.
And the promoters get paid also through booking tables with these rich men who they want to put, that's where they want to put these women at, is to attract their rich clients and more guys. Like, I got all the hoes. You know, I used to do something similar. something similar. So, where do you fall into this? Like, you're not a promoter, you're just a party animal.
Right, so I'm the guy in the club that's picking up the models.
and bringing them back.
In their two-hour window before they gotta leave, you know?
Now, what do you think it is? Like, you said something to me once, you were like, I'm trying to remember, I even wrote it down. Fuck her in the mind, you fuck her in the pussy. Now, I feel
Please
like-
Please explain this.
I need to know.
So, like, all right, I'm okay looking, right? I wouldn't say I'm model looks, but right? And I'm 5'9", right? So I come in, I'm unassuming. So my job is a sneak attack. You come in, just get you talking, get you to kind of like me, and then
just kind of like you. That's all it takes.
Just to kind of like. I don't want to be too up. I just want to say what's up, but not give you too much attention.
Okay.
Right, and then you start to like me, and before long, I start to see how you tick, what you're into, what you're not, just from questions like profiling. I'm in sales, right? So it's the same thing when you're picking up a girl. You find out everything you possibly can about a girl. Are you on Instagram? And then you get their Instagram.
What are your first, say, three questions to a woman that you just meet?
To a woman that I just meet? I mean, it depends, right? So if I'm getting introduced via a friend, it's a lot different than whether I'm approaching a girl for the first time.
You're approaching a girl for a first time. We have a lot of male listeners, so you might be putting some of them up on game.
All right.
So what do you say to a female that you're just approaching that you – spot from across the room. What do you say?
One of my favorite moves is, can you take a picture of us? Like, I'll be with another guy, right? it works. Okay. Because who says no to that? Do you ever say no? Do you ever say no?
You're right. No, I don't.
No, I wouldn't.
I like to feel
and
like
then,
a nice
and then while she's taking the picture, I'm harassing her. I'm like, you sure you're going to do a good job, right? And it depends.
Oh, that is cute.
Listen,
it
and you,
is.
And you really, it really depends. So if she gives you an attitude, there's one way to play it. If she's like, "Hey, I'm the best picture taker," I'm like,
"Which is me?"
Right? And then I'm like, "Well, I'm going to check on you. So don't talk shit if you can't take a picture," right? And so now we're conversing, we're bouncing off each other.
Feel like I've been
I come
played.
Back, we start going through the pictures, right? And then I'm like, "Oh, I got to tag you on this as a photographer. Are you on Instagram?" Right? And then all of a sudden you're lining up.
You
I got a number.
Hoe!
Top, boom, boom, boom.
You are a big hoe. And now I feel played right. that that has worked on me before.
I want to ask something like,
right? Is that not genius?
That is genius. I want to ask this. You have money. You own your own business. You've got shit going on, right? So do you think that maybe our listeners aren't as affluent as you? Do you think you have, what part of your money is the majority of what gets you pussy all the time?
So, I mean, what I'll do is I'll host a dinner and invite 3 or 4 girls, right? Like if I know a girl that she has a lot of hot friends, I'm like, oh, let's have a dinner at whatever Tao, whatever it is, right? So I'll finance the dinner, and my whole goal at dinner is to network with 3 other new girls, right? And
that's
I'll get all their Instagrams,
that's what
I'll
they
talk
be
to them,
doing.
And
yeah.
then I'll branch out into that, right? So you need some girls that are just friends, right? I have a core group of friends that
are
really hot. I'm gonna fuck you one day. Don't even try that. But like, you need that core group.
Well, she's
because,
looking for new hoes for right. 2018.
Dude,
I'm not
but
sure
then
if
it's
you know.
Gonna ruin it. Me and Anthony are just too. Like this as friends, and
but if you're drunk enough, you won't even remember
right.
it.
Oh,
you know,
my
it just okay,
God.
Fine.
Like, what's
my
the big
bet.
Deal? Come on,
yo, she's been playing that shit on me
all the time, bro. I was trying to go home. It was 4:45. I said, Anthony, please. He's like, babe, come on, one drink, come on.
It doesn't take that much to convince. She's like, all right, one drink, I'm coming.
I didn't leave till 8 a.m.
That's ridiculous.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I was a gentleman. I didn't.
Okay, so you do the picture, then you ask for the Instagram. And
that's
then
a good one.
And then to meet more women,
right.
you pretty much
network.
Just invite so, a homegirl out and be like, go ahead and bring your pretty
well,
friends.
Well, you know, you're looking through their Instagram, you see all their hot friends,
ask,
right?
I was
yeah,
about
you
to
gotta,
ask, when,
who's
when
this
they,
girl?
When they invite friends, do you ask that they send you a picture of all their friends first? Like, have you ever said that friend can't come?
No, but.
Oh, you're nice.
Most pretty girls have pretty friends, right? That's kind of how it goes
it
because they like to
yeah.
stay in the same circle. So I don't even have to qualify. I'm like, all right, I know they're going to be hot. And if not, you know, it was just a dinner, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay,
you know?
So
but she might be cool, though, and then she might have other hot friends.
So right. you've been single now after being married. Do you feel that you want to get married again? Are you just yeah. not looking to settle down? You would get married again.
I mean, because I want to have kids, right? So this is
okay.
This is the other piece of it, right?
When does your whole phase stop? Because that's what you're going through right now.
That's a
great question.
You know, I'm just
when I meet the right girl, right? So she's got to be the
oh,
right girl.
Oh God, I hate that.
Now, it's funny because I mean I haven't known you long. It's going to be coming up on a year or whatever. We met in the summer, but you said to me, I have never heard you say you thought a girl was the right girl until these girls turn you down.
Oh yeah, that pisses me
so
off.
So Anthony met this girl. I want to make it just a quick story. He calls me. Me and him were hanging in Miami New Year's. He's like, "Yo, I met this bitch. I think I'm going to fly this bottle girl down, but I want to take this other bitch to Mexico because she's just down to fuck, so blah, blah, blah." So the girl was on his dick. The second this girl gave Anthony no time of day, he was tripping. I never had him call me so much in one
Wait.
Day. This fucking bitch, blah, 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 going nuts. And you were like, I mean, I don't get it, blah, blah, blah. What is it about being turned down? Because I think women need to hear this too.
Oh,
with
absolutely.
A guy like
I'm
you
interested.
Who can get anybody they want, who can take, who bought, you bought that girl bags, took her out, whatever. What ticked you off?
Because it's a sport, and it's a chase. And what happens is, if I feel like I'm losing the game, then I got
to
turn it up. Right?
Sure
I don't
lose.
Care about being rejected. I've been rejected by plenty of girls. Right? That's not the thing. It's the chase of trying to get them over the hump. Like I have a good long game, is what I call it. Like I've had girls in my life. I've been 2-3 years later. Boom! I gotcha. Right? So like,
you're a part of the long game.
I'll keep.
Bitch!
I haven't known it that long yet. But it's the sport. Right? You know, chasing pussy is a sport. It's
okay.
You know, I get pleasure off that chase.
And so what happens, because I feel like a lot of this happens to a lot of friends I know, like you have a guy who is pursuing and going through the chase. What happens when you finally get it? Why do you guys, like, disappear? Like, when the game is over, then
I don't
what?
Think I necessarily disappear, but, like,
the chase is over.
It runs its course after a while. Not the minute okay. you sleep with her, but, like, you know, the dynamic changes, right? You go
right.
from trying to court a girl to getting her, and then now it depends on...
It's Netflix and chill every time.
Right,
after
now
that.
Now maybe she wants to hang out too much, and you're like, oh, hang on, right? Or she doesn't want to hang out enough, and you're like, yo, come back, hang out. So it's a delicate balance between keeping them in your life, but not getting them too close to say you're my girlfriend. So you got to juggle a lot.
I want to say one thing that I found very interesting. So with this girl we're talking about, let's call her Mexico. Mexico, you screenshotted when she was like, you were trying to get her a bag or something or something from Stella McCartney, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And you said to the sales girl, she said, tell her I'm your girlfriend. And you were like, ooh. And you didn't correct her. Why?
I didn't correct. Because I knew she was the type of girl that if I had said in that moment, you're not my girlfriend, it's over. So I was just prolonging the pussy.
It's just prolonging the pussy?
Because she was like, oh, just tell her you want to see other people. I'm like, no. I know. I get into the psychology
of
women.
This has happened to me so many times.
You know what? I'm not even going to lie. Women kind of do this too. We could be fucking a guy.
Right.
Whose pussy is this? And it's not theirs. And we may... It's yours, daddy.
Yeah.
And we lying, but it's just because like we don't want to fuck up the mood.
Prolong
right
the pussy.
Prolong the dick.
I think
sometimes.
That might be the episode name. Prolong the pussy.
Prolong the pussy.
Now,
I think that's it.
I have also noticed one other thing. So like as far as like getting to know these people, becoming a guy on the scene, right? Even though you do spend a lot of money on chicks, right? You've always paid for me to go out to eat with you and things like that. You never let me touch my pocket. There's a lot of times where I don't ever see you pay for drinks. Nowhere we go.
Oh, because I make friends with all the bottle girls and all the bartenders I never have to pay for a drink. So all the clubs that we go to, I know the whole staff. And if you go there, look, this is a sport, right? You need to practice. So you can't just show up one day and be like, I'm going to pick up all this ass. You got to constantly be going out. Like, I've perfected my craft over fucking years of going out.
How many
out.
Times a night a week do you go out?
When I first got single, 4 to 5.
So this is my
on
question.
On top of working, on top of everything else. But you need to have that stamina. You get that stamina.
With your sport... What's your roster looking like? Like, how many hoes do you have on your roster currently?
Good Lord. Man. Somebody's wife.
yeah.
Oh, shit.
No, I mean, there's...
I mean, she's probably starting five, but yeah, what is the roster?
There's a complete handful of girls I can call right now if I want to have some fun. And then there's a whole army of girls if I just want to hang out with and go out and, like, be with a pretty girl and have a good time. Because you get more girls by hanging out with girls.
Now, you dragged me once, and I want to ask this question. You dragged me once to... with you. You were like, yo, I need to piss this bitch off. And you dragged me out with you.
Right. She just,
they're not going to know it's you.
All the tea.
But I want to, these are really important things because these are things that guys do and you kind of don't learn until you're with your boy that tells you this. Why is it that bringing another woman, what have you found? What happens?
Because you girls get catty. You get competitive.
Right.
Right. I'll be there and if nobody wants me, you don't want me. Then all of a sudden, a couple of girls want me. They start talking about me. They're like, well, why do they want him? Let's find out what's his aura, what's going on. So I have girls that have come up and saying, you never say hello to me, that I'm like, I just didn't know who you were, right? Sorry. Like, and I'm like, what's your Instagram, right? And then all of a sudden now they're on the fucking roster. So they get insecure about being the only one that I'm not saying hello to or whatever it is. So you create like this mystique. Like I come in, when I come in, I'm grandiose. So, like I'll pick up a girl and twirl her around, say hello to this one and that one. They're like, who's this guy?
Right.
And they just want to know who I am. And I'm nobody. It doesn't matter. But you create that mystique when you walk in.
And we actually not only wanted to bring you on the show because clearly you are just as fucking crazy as as Weezy made you sound, but with having these couples on the show and then bringing you in on an episode where we wanted to have couples, we kind of wanted to let people know who are single and who just had Valentine's Day by their goddamn selves that being single can be fun and you don't necessarily need someone to make you feel complete, that you can go out and genuinely enjoy yourself. You're kind of in the hoe phase, so we're not telling everyone to go, you know, revisit the hoe phase, but I think it's something to where you can have fun. And it's something that me and Weezy did, I know she did when she first moved up to New York, and being on a new scene, meeting new people, having fun, kind of recreating yourself if you want to, and just kind of exploring yourself and seeing what you like, what you don't like. Right. I know you kind of know what you like and don't like now with the women you've been meeting, correct?
Yep.
What are things that turn you off when you meet these women in the club?
It depends.
Or like, dinner or anywhere.
It depends. Like, if, like, it's not about getting the hottest girl anymore, right? Which that was.
I didn't know.
That was a mission for me for a while. Like, let me just get the hottest girl I can, right? And then when you sleep with enough hot girls, you're like, well, all right, that's cool, but she kind of sucks, or this one, you know? So, like,
right.
you need a good balance of a girl that's super fun, right? That you really want to be with, you enjoy her time. But if she's walking across the room in her panties and you don't want to fuck her, she's got to go, right? So she's got to be sexy enough for whatever your threshold is as a person. She's got to be sexy enough. She's got to be fun. And the drama's got to be low, right? Okay. Those, that combination right there for me.
What's drama to you?
Yeah, what's drama? Good question.
Busting my balls for no fucking reason other than to, you know, you're having a bad day, right? Like, that's a lot of times. They're right. Just very needy girls, right? Just don't be too needy. I need you to have a passion, right? I don't care if you don't have a career or whatever, but have a passion or a hobby.
You just don't care if they don't.
Now,
have
I want to say this.
Well, because I got enough money to support us both, right? If it takes that way, right? But if
is that a and now I want to say I some, only that's heard important men to some like guys. Talk this in with that men with that
only
money.
Men with money talk
right.
Like this.
There
for
are
sure.
Some guys that want to. I need a doctor or a lawyer. I need someone smart, right? Listen, I don't need your. I don't need to be impressed by your wit, right? But just if we have good banter and it's fun, I can go to work, do my things, and come home and have just regular talk, right?
What's the minimum amount of money that you think someone needs to make to be able to date a girl that's just a model girl?
I mean, oh, good question. It's relative. If you're in New York, it's a lot more than if you're in
America. It's a lot more
than
if you're in, like, Kansas.
Like, you got to be at, like, 300 plus to start playing, and that's, like, not even
playing.
Oh, yeah.
Playing.
Not even
on,
playing.
When we go on Seeking Arrangement, 100,000, right. What are you going to give me?
You have to have real... like, no, you have
nigga,
to have...
You're making 100,000,
you have real
you
good game.
Have,
if you're,
no,
like,
for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
But, like, most guys, even if they're making 300, they're spending every little last dime. They're buying bottles in the
or
club
they're living
like idiots,
in Tribeca
or,
where their rent
right.
is probably
right,
80,000
right, really
for the year.
They're not really saving that
yeah.
much in New York anyway. But they have enough, and here's the thing. Like, you don't have to be super rich to get a hot girl. You just got to be rich enough for 3 days. Or three dates.
Talk about this.
Right? Ooh,
talk about
that.
This. Talk about this. Listen, so a man only has to be rich enough
for
3 days.
I can fool any girl into thinking that I have millions, right? Because what are you going to take it to an expensive dinner, spend $400? You're going to send the Uber for her, right? What's
oh,
that?
Oh, they don't think you
20
rich
bucks,
with
right?
Mm-hmm. You know? Not from the Bronx.
It's the things that you do for a girl. Remember when we were talking about fuck her in the mind, right? Mm. I'm going to send an Uber for you, right?
Okay.
When you get out, I'm going to open the car door for you. When we're getting into the Uber, I'm going to put you in and say, stay there. Let me go around the other side, right? So there's... I'm gonna hold your hand. I'm gonna put my hand on. I'm gonna be attentive towards you, right? A lot of guys aren't doing this
simple
anymore.
Simple, but when's the last time that happened?
I mean,
you ever be in a crowded restaurant?
A pussy doing this shit.
Listen, if you be in a crowded restaurant, you get up to leave. The guy takes a jacket, holds it out for you to put your arms in. Who does that? Now the entire restaurant saw you do that, and everyone's like looking like, "What's up?" And I know everyone's looking at me doing that,
right.
Like this motherfucker, right?
What'd you say about getting up for the bathroom? I remember you were telling me about.
Oh, sometimes if a girl gets up to the bathroom, you stand up, just as a gentleman.
So rich enough
Nobody
for three
does
days.
That.
So you got the expensive.
Who taught
dinner
you this stuff too?
I think it gets.
Look, he's like,
right?
"Who the fuck
yeah,
taught you this?"
It gets
this?
Perfected. Over, oh, I'm a little.
Stop it! All right, stop.
Right, we have Alex taking notes.
You were a good cop.
I'm really right. I'm old school, right? So, like, I feel like millennials aren't doing this shit. Everyone's like, oh, we're going to go Dutch, going to go half. That's no way
get
to drive the pussy
out
day
out
to go
here.
Fucking
excuse
half.
Me, I don't
pussy
speak Dutch. I don't
drying,
speak Dutch, nigga.
My pussy is
I speak English.
Yeah, I run a perfect record on that. That's why I'm like, you're never going to use, oh, you know, you made me pay for that. No. I've taken care of you from the beginning. It's always going to be like that.
Did you just point at me for that? You know what's funny? I tried to pay for our dinner once because... I was like, you know what? Anthony's always fucking buying me drinks and inviting me out or whatever. So I'm like, let me get this. And he's like, bitch, no.
But that's because he's still keeping it open.
It just hit me.
Yeah, because yeah. I'm not even going to lie. I make sure I pay for something when I'm with a guy friend that I know may like me, but I know I want to friend zone the fuck out of him. I got this because after a while, if he pays for too much.
That's if only.
I really don't
I agree with that, but only when there's really no friendship. Like, if you know somebody wants to hang with you, I believe, I could be wrong. I believe
wrong.
Sometimes you really just want to hang with me because you want to kick it with me.
That's true.
Okay.
But if you really do have someone that you know is, like, for example, the gym dude, I know you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
She wanted that
I
dick,
I took
though.
Him to the gym.
This
she
guy, wanted that
this
dick.
This guy
so.
Be wiping up sweat on the floor right in front of us from across the room. I'm like, what's this guy still doing here?
Anthony's such a piece of shit. He was like, oh my God, why does he keep coming back? I'm like,
but it's crazy because then I have friends, like I talk with this about Crystal all the time. She would never hold the friendship that you have with Anthony because she's like, I don't want to be friends with a guy that I know will sleep with me if I gave him the chance.
But you know what?
And
let
a lot
me tell
of
you
people
something
feel
about that
way.
Any one of your friends are going to fuck you. That's the truth. I'm sorry, but. Your friends
okay.
know the premise, but they gonna fucking...
No, look, Alex is shaking his head.
Tell me you got a hot-ass friend that you... Your female friends, how good-looking are they? The ones that you wouldn't fuck?
They're no, decent. And I have guy friends...
You tell them you have a strong fuck. Eight, and if she threw the pussy at you, you're not taking it?
And I have guy friends I wouldn't fuck.
All right, so the once-in-a-lifetime
instance. The difference for me is that, like, I love Weezy as a friend, right? So, like, that's how we our relationship started. Want to keep it the way. That doesn't mean I'm not going to fuck her. We can fuck and still be friends the next day. Like, what's the difference?
And there's people that really think like that. There's a lot of people that don't attach those emotions or feel like a relationship changes just because. Because
I feel like we could have sex and still be friends. I don't think she'd be crazy. But maybe I'm wrong.
I got the fucking camera on right now. You know what?
That close-up shot.
I wouldn't be crazy or anything like that. But I think over time, when I'm sleeping with one person, you know me. I don't really be sleeping around like that. So if I started just sleeping with you, I'd be like, all right, something got to come from this. And it would be one road for me. And that's the hard part about me specifically.
Dinner.
Oh, wait. Let's get back into the – let's stop talking about fucking me. We're back to single. All right, back to the date. So the first date is an expensive dinner. What are the next two dates?
Yeah, what are the next two dates?
What are things that you do?
Bring it back.
I mean,
okay.
So like it's more about having fun, right? So I find out what you want to do. If you like karaoke, we're going to a karaoke bar, right?
Mm.
And I can sing, so like, you know, I'm gonna turn that up, right? And
do you sing to them?
Yeah.
Do you have a fan favorite?
What is your song that you pick at karaoke?
I pick Radiohead "Creep" because I could hit the high.
Oh my
note.
God, you hit that shit when you were trying to get me naked in Miami.
See.
Wait, he's already sung it for
already
you?
Did that.
He put the game on your ass.
I'm not getting into this.
Okay,
story. Sang the shit out of it, too.
And
it's like about doing fun. So the other thing is the gym, right? That's the other thing we did, right? So like, I'll take you to Rumble. I'll take you to SoulCycle. I'm like, you know, I'll find out if you like doing that.
The
$40
classes.
And I'll be like, hey, I got some comps. Why don't you come with me, right? And then like,
why do you say that? Not that you're paying for it.
Because it just makes it more unassuming and easy. Like, I got some comps. Why don't you come? Like, it's not an investment. It's not like when you're paying for me. It's just come. Like, you're going to turn down a free SoulCycle?
Hell no. Not in New York.
That's true.
So now you've hung out with them. You've taken an expensive dinner. You've worked out with them. And the whole time, you're trying to be funny and work on your game and have that banter. And, like, then it's easy from that point. Then they want to hang out with you.
What are the telltale signs that you're not going to get pussy?
I never believe that I'm not going to get the pussy.
So this is why you keep going and inviting me.
This is why. And look, if you feel like you're not going to get the pussy, you're already lost. Right? I've given up on trying to get the pussy because I felt like this ain't worth my time anymore. But
oh,
I never, like, I always think we're one hangout away from fucking. That's it.
Who?
You got to have that.
You, bitch. You're one hangout away from y'all fucking.
I just said that in general. She's like, oh.
She knows.
She's already thinking.
She knows.
I am not already thinking.
You know.
Listen,
you want to hang out away, bitch.
Anthony wants to fuck this couple, but knows that not this couple, really this dude's wife, but he knows he can only do it in a foursome. So I know he'd be trying to pressure me into
this. So you do swingers clubs as well and all that stuff?
I haven't, no. Like,
no?
I wouldn't be opposed to it, but.
Where did
have you done?
If you're perpetually single, then like you could just bring somebody. That,
all
you know.
The like people you know, all the circles you hang out with fucking people with crazy money, Hamptons crowd. Like, how have you never ended up at a sex party?
I went to one and it was just kind of lame. I just felt like there was a lot of creepers. I feel like if you got to go to one, you got to want to spend money and go to a good one, which I could.
Go to a good one.
I just never.
Okay.
I get so much play without it that like, you know. It's fine.
Now, with all the fun times that you have and things like that, you said to me that someone once gave you the advice, if you can get over pockets of loneliness, single is the way to go.
That's right. So when I was in my 20s and my game wasn't as tight and I used to go to Vegas and I had a mentor out there and he was like, he's the kind of guy that when he showed up, he turned the trip around, right? If I wasn't picking up any ass, he'd show up and he'd come to a pool party, jump in the pool, come out and immediately like pick up a girl. And I used to be in awe, like, fuck do you do that, right? This guy's money, right? And then I ended up hanging out with the girls the entire time. And so, like, I learned some of his game over time, and then I perfected my own craft. But, like, he said to me...
I cannot. I feel like I'm talking to an artist.
If you got to pick up some pussy and you want it, you got to take it seriously. Like, it's a fucking job.
Okay.
But he said to me, he goes, if you can get over the pockets of loneliness, single's the way to go. And I was trying to understand that. And what that means is if you can get through Christmas and Valentine's Day and that Sunday when you're like, shit, I wish I just could chill with somebody... Being single is amazing. You don't have to answer to anyone. You get new strangers. Like, for me, like, when I'm making out with a girl, right, and she's in bed, and like, she has pants or panties on, and you go to pull off her panties, and she arches her back, and you know that's the sign that you're in, that's, like, the best feeling in the fucking world for me. Like, I am in.
That is a good
right?
feeling.
Right? It's like, arch that back. And I know I'm in.
That's
right?
crazy. Getting
that rush,
dick,
that rush is better
is
than any
a
drug.
Rush like
so
this
I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of disagree. Like, that first time... Maybe it's been a while since, like, you've maybe... Because you kind of know when you want to fuck somebody. Like, you like to have sex. You can... You've told me, like, you need to be going and finding a dude that you go and fuck, and that's it. You've told me that when I've been single. You're
what
like, why
I told you?
You told me that I was like, why do you keep doing this? Why are you making it a big thing? Just
but
have
you,
sex.
Because you were searching.
Right.
But for
that
what?
Thing that he's talking about, when you've been on those dates and dates and dates and you're not sure, but you're at the crib and like maybe it's going to happen, like the second I feel like the finger like in my panties, that shit go to the side, bitch. That's like that first like, oh my God.
That's that first feeling.
But maybe I take a lot more time than that. I've never really made it. I don't know. I think I'm not the person that makes it very clear we're going to have sex tonight. You might or you might not.
No. I mean, but I also stay with the same, like, I don't.
And this is kind of why
I stay with the
we disagreed like, with the Aziz conversation, probably why. Because I feel like I can go chill with you and not be sure yet.
Well, all right, because part of what I do is that I'm always a gentleman, right? I could be a degenerate, but I always treat girls like a gentleman, right?
You do, absolutely.
Right?
I've seen you.
So,
do.
Like, if we're not having sex at night, that's fine. I told you, I'm long game. I'm a marathon, and so I'll get 3 dates from now. It doesn't matter to me. We can just hang out and chill. But at some point, we're going to party. We're going to be drunk. We're having a great time. We're going to go back to my place. The other thing I do is, like, I put on a lot of music. You always got to set the mood. There's got to be a shitload of alcohol and a shitload of music going on, right? And then you start dancing right in the house, like, having a good time. You twirl her around. You get closer. You up the keynote, the touch. And then you start to get the sense whether she's into it or not.
Hmm. See, I don't think a lot of guys, and I think this might be the age difference, like the millennial thing, like, taking a girl home and putting on music and dancing, like, I think
that's
sometimes
definitely an older person thing.
You're sorry. Fucking senior.
That's. Are you?
I just saw you get out. You're in your phone.
Literally in his phone writing notes.
No, but here's the scene.
To me, that sounds like a lot of fun.
You come to the scene. Or you come to my place, right? Like, the lights are kind of low. What do you want to drink? We get the drinks out, right? And then all of a sudden, I put on, like, Childish Gambino, right? Redbone, right? And too late.
I hate you.
And then fucking.
I hate you so much.
Then all of a sudden, you know, you grab her and you start twirling around. And then what you do is, after you kind of get her all hopped up, you sit down. And then you pat on the couch like, come here, right? And see if they come over or not. See if they come over, right?
I can't.
If they come down and sit next to you, you're halfway there, right? And then you put your arm around her, and then you kind of just turn a cheek, and it's on.
Just like that.
Because she knows.
Yo, let me just say, our cameraman is typing a fucking way right now.
Literally in his notes. Okay, I didn't know if that was.
Now, I want to ask, what's another, if that one's too slow and it could be too, like, oh my God, what's about to happen? Like, what's another song that gets a girl, like, up and.
So, I'm half Puerto Rican, so I'll put on some Spanish stuff, pretend like I know how to do salsa. Most girls don't, so you can kind of just swing your hips a little bit. And you'd be like, oh, let me try. And then, but that way, you twirl them around. It's literally just having close interaction. And you could get the sense of whether the girl's into you or she's like, eh.
Now, I want to know one more thing, because some people are going to listen to this.
Like,
and
reggaeton.
What are the, I think me and you had this conversation one time about girls using you, right? Like, because you're so much fun, whether it be for money or a good time or to get in a club or whatever, what's the ratio been? Like, do you really feel like that happens a lot to you? Like,
look, I know there's some girls that, like, just having a bad day and they just want to go out to eat and have a good time and they want me to make them feel like they have a good time. That's part of, that's like casualties of war. You got to do it, right? You know, you're going to go out and keep maintaining that relationship. And I enjoy it too, right? Like the pockets of loneliness, right? If I'm sitting at home, I'm looking on Seamless Web, and someone's like, come have dinner with me, I'm like, all right, yeah, let's go meet up. And we have a good time, we just talk. And, like, the more you hang out with women, it's like studying them. Like, you find out what makes them tick, right? I grew up in a household of all women. My dad died when I was young.
This all makes sense.
I grew
sense.
Up with two sisters and a mom. I learned how to talk to women. There's a certain way to talk to women that I think guys fuck up. They come in with their nervous energy, they're always trying to breathe down your throat.
Or just socially awkward altogether.
I just talk to you like you're a dude. I have zero nervous energy when I'm with a girl. I don't care who she is. Victoria's Secret model.
I can attest to that. I've seen you with girls like that.
Doesn't matter to me. Your looks don't impress me anymore. So,
but I think that also has a lot to do with just confidence. And I think so many men don't have, like, what you just said brings swag to a guy.
Right.
And there's so many guys that lack that swag. Like, you can not have all the money in the world, and you cannot be as attractive as Brad Pitt or, you know, whoever. But if you got that swag and that confidence, it boosts any man up. And I 100%. Think even just how you've sat here and described, like, nigga, I do what the fuck I do. Like, like, it's just a swag that I think, and it can't be taught. I hope, I mean, you're writing notes, so maybe your swag ain't.
I mean, you said
up,
you had a mentor. Maybe it takes 20 fucking years.
No, but I, like, it's practice. If you go out one night a week and try to pick up a girl and you're afraid to approach one, yo, you should go into a club or wherever you're going to be. It doesn't even have to be a club, right? This doesn't have to isolate in a club, but start practicing going up to the prettiest women that you see. Right? And
accept all the rejection.
And just accept all the rejection. Mm-hmm. Get it out. Like, because my thing growing up wasn't that I didn't know how to talk to them. It was that, fuck, that first move of going up, shit, you're like, what am I going to say to them? And then when you realize you can just come up and say anything, it doesn't really matter.
Yep.
And most of them are actually nice, right? Most pretty girls are nice because they don't get hit on a lot.
Right.
And the minute you realize that, and
that's a very, you know, I actually get really annoyed when people say things.
I mean, how easy, like, she's like, oh, I can't find it. I'm like, can you sit there not talking to anybody? And this goes for women too. If you're a girl that feels like you never get hit on, shut the fuck up and try and talk to a dude. Like, you can have whoever you want if you just do it.
Do you know how much truth he has to that? And I think that's, I've gotten to the point, I mean, sometimes I need liquid courage, but I'm that person. Like, if
he
there's a fine ass,
the time,
if there's a fine ass man in the club, oh, I'm going up to him and I'm saying, I think he was so fine, or I'm asking for the time.
Right.
Like, my phone died.
Give him an opening. Because we're pussies.
No,
men are fucking pussies when it comes to rejection.
Absolutely,
so
opening.
Give him a shot to come through and be a man.
Or, like, I'm really geeky with it. Like, if a guy has been dancing all night, I'll be like, you're not that great of a dancer. And even if he thinks he is, like, just the banter,
that's
the quick banter, then you, like, open the conversation to seeing if you even really like him or not. And I'm one of those where I can be sober or drunk. I'm going to talk to everybody in the room. And so I think maybe, yeah.
I can talk to girls easy, but men.
You do talk to girls easy. For me, men, women, like,
I don't know what about talking
like
to men
it.
And approaching men scares the shit out of me.
Why?
I don't know what it is, dude. I'm scared of getting rejected.
But see, that's what he said. And I think that's what, like, I've been rejected before. Like, I may not be everyone's cup of tea. And that's something that I've learned even just being out with my friends. I'm friends with smaller girls, bigger girls, taller girls, shorter girls, light skin, dark skin. And it's just in my mind now, like, if a guy don't like me, that's fine. I'm not his type. I'll be someone else's. But you just having the confidence of knowing, listen, I'm not for everybody.
Right.
But listen, if you like somebody and you be seeing them, because, bitch, you be taking photos of him with your little creep ass, with your stalker self. Oh, my God, guys, he's so fine and he's on the train.
Shut up!
I mean, I'm just saying.
Not everybody follows me on Instagram.
That was creepy.
It's very
First of
and
all,
so I think you just need.
Says the guy who got panties in his house. Said you like, come smell it.
Come smell the panties?
No,
you only told me this when you were fucked
up. She's trying
up.
To air out fucking laundry. This fine.
Come
on,
know
come
who
on the show to do your favor and get aired out.
You know, smell
fuck,
the panties.
Because I've done it too, Colette. Sorry.
I'm so...
I just like having it. Like, it's just a good...
Take a little memento.
Anyway, you know, you're used to sniffing. Mm. Yo, this is my other question. A lot of girls want to meet a guy like you to have fun with and take care of them, so to speak, whatever. What's the most that you've spent on a girl before you fucked her? Like, tell us about that. Like, have you never bought things like that? I know you just bought Mexico
fucking,
a bag, but...
Like... Wearing vacation, dinners, going out.
You've taken a girl on vacation and before you guys have had sex?
Yeah, which is a mistake. But, like, I was overly confident in my abilities. And then we didn't have sex. I'm like, mother. And then I was pissed. But then I was like, you know what? I'll get you one day.
It was just you two?
Yeah.
Where'd you take her?
Mexico.
Okay. Oh, that's your whole thought?
So you flew her out?
That's what you do.
And didn't have sex?
Yeah. Right
now, this isn't Mexico, the one we're talking
about.
No,
this is another Mexico.
Okay, right,
Mexico's easy.
Clearly
I like Mexico.
You like Mexico. Yeah. Jesus.
Who doesn't? You got tequila, you have fun. You
At
know,
what point did you know it wasn't going to happen?
After, like, the first night, I was like, because then I didn't want to make it awkward for the rest of the trip. I just wanted to have a good time. So, yeah, at some point, you got to be like, all right, we're stuck here for 3 days. I knew it wasn't going to happen the first night, and I was just like, all right. I'm going to let this go for this trip, but I get you.
I appreciate that because I think a lot of men make women feel guilty. They also are, like, putting the pressure.
It's my mistake for not closing the deal before we went away.
Mm, okay. Now, so you bought the vacation. Have you ever bought a girl bag, shoes, watch, something like that to fuck her?
I don't normally buy gifts unless we're actually having sex at that point. I'll buy gifts to keep you, but it's mostly, like, an expensive dinner, a good experience. I want to give you a good experience because I think – that goes way over. Anyone could buy a bag, right?
But do you write this off on your taxes?
Who's listening to this?
How much do you think you spend a year entertaining women, partying?
Entertaining women, yeah.
It's fucking like all of my disposable income.
give us a guesstimate.
I don't even hang out with guys anymore.
Is
like,
it, is it in
girls.
The six figures?
Probably.
Oh, wow.
Jesus. Damn.
But it, but that's a volume thing.
You stop taking notes on that one now, huh?
No, but that's a
not doing that.
That's a volume thing, not a because I've spent so much money on a girl. It's just so many of them that it adds up.
I'm sorry, that was just so agent. I mean, I got so many hoes out.
Like,
I mean,
what, $35 Rumble, you know, like $100 dinner. Like, it's not craziness, right? Anyone could kind of even fake that for a couple of days on a on a direct deposit advance, right? But like,
it depends how nice the pussy is.
You know, but like,
checked out.
If you want to continue to do it, and like, I like, for me, it's more fun to keep going and keep going.
Right, and, right. And you and felt like it's paid you back in a way. You got what you want.
Listen, I'm having the time of my life. Now, but I will stop on the dime when I meet the right girl.
Do you ever?
That's for all your listeners who want to maybe give it a try.
You have a friend of yours that when we were in Miami, you were like, oh my God, he fucking loves hookers. I don't get this. What? Why? Like, is just someone with that much money? Is it because you enjoy the chase? Why do you think men with money choose hookers over?
It's just a lot of them, it's easy for them, right? So they haven't put in the practice. They just want to fuck a hot girl. They'd rather just pay for it, get it over with as a transaction. For me, sex isn't the transaction. Sex is the whole chase leading up to it. Like I said, right. That's the fun of it for me.
Okay. I get that.
You know?
I'm trying to think of what else somebody would want to fucking know. They're going to be like, why you ain't asking this? Okay. So one more thing. You mentioned the 5-minute game.
Oh, yeah.
What is that? Can you tell me about that?
Me and my friend joke around that, like, we can get any girl to like us within 5 minutes.
Okay.
And part of it's just being likable, right? I feel like, in general, there are certain people that are just likable because they're extroverts, the way they make you feel, right? But if you want to actually practice doing that, right, you know, you have to go up to a girl and talk to her and be like, oh, you're so-and-so's friend. We haven't met yet. You know, and you just start asking them questions. You get them to talk about what they like, and whatever they like, you motherfucking like. Right? So, like, if they like I said, if they like to do a certain thing.
Oh, my God. Like, I'm really into protesting and Black Lives Matter. Have you heard of that
stuff, Anthony? I didn't tell her that.
Oh, my God. Don't you dare say it. Don't you embarrass me on this show.
I didn't tell her I voted for Trump.
Oh!
Until, like, a month and a half in.
Okay. You know what's
funny? And I brought it up.
Do you know when he brought this up? He brought this up when I fucking saw Angela Rye and Common having dinner when we were in the same sushi restaurant. And I was like, What?
You know what's funny? Ironically, all of her friends voted for Trump.
Because who? I knew.
You even said when you go to Soho House, like, you feel like you can't even say certain things because you know
it's,
they don't.
Oh, not all
they
of
don't,
my. Like,
I mean, majority of
them. I'm not saying I support them.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
At the time,
I might hang around
over,
people that voted for Trump because niggas be rich.
Uh-huh.
Right. We may want the tax benefit. The social stuff, I'm totally liberal. But.
And that was the only reason we were still goddamn friends.
But I waited till the right moment to slip it out.
I remember we were leaving the gym and he was like,
kind of under my breath. Oh, yeah.
So, okay. Have you lied about that to get pussy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you're like, if you're going to judge me just because of that, then I got to leave that out.
I get it.
You know?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Because to me, it's a dumb thing to like.
So you figure out what they like. Do you like the most approach I feel like with men is like a tap on the shoulder, like, hey, yo.
No, you never tap on the shoulder. That's creepy. You don't want to. If you never approach a girl from behind. You always do it from the side.
Ooh.
Like, you got to be at a bar like this, make it unassuming, and you almost kind of lean in. You kind of go, you know, you say anything like, "Where'd you get that bracelet?" Anything. It doesn't matter like what you say, but it's the way you say it. And like, because if you're all up in her, you square up with her, it's intimidating, right? Or if you tap her on the shoulder,
I really agree with that tapping thing.
I hate that. It's literally,
and
a
it makes you turn around and like, what?
And the other thing is, if you're stalking a girl for more than a few minutes, walk away because she knows that you're stalking her, right? You guys feel it. Like, yeah. Walk the fuck away. You already look like a pussy, right?
So I guess, like, before we wrap this up, I wanted to know, aside from just growing up in the household that you did, is there any movie or any book or any website where maybe our male listeners can read up on kind of what you do? Is there anything that
I mean,
you go for?
There's a whole pickup artist society, right, mm-hmm. that I've taken pointers from. Like, you ever see is it Neil Strauss, The Game? That's a good book. But it's
okay.
But part of that is all about, like, you know, it's the same type of approach, but you have to kind of, like, neg on a girl and stuff like that, which means give negative comments to. I think if you're just a gentleman and if yourself and you come up and you're a little funny and witty,
yep,
and confident, it's going to work every time.
Let me ask you really quick before we go, that negative comment. You said to me that you were talking to a girl at that Super Bowl party and you were like, yo, she was so fucking hot and I was feeling her. And then you said to her, wait, what's your name again?
Yeah, yeah. They hate that. They love it, but they hate it.
Now, why do you do that when you're like, you're saying you got to be nice?
Because when she shook my hand originally, it was a dismissal handshake. Like, all right, like, I could tell, like, she wasn't interested in me at first. And then when I was sitting in a booth and I was being funny and we're talking about the game and I start Instagramming, all of a sudden she's like, are you on Instagram? What's your Instagram? Now I know she's into me. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what was your name again? And like, just because it was like a victory.
We
you know
should start
saying?
Doing that more, like, to men.
I knew exactly what her name was. You know, I clocked her for the entire hour I was there, but like from behind my shoulder, like one of these.
Okay.
And then
I got some good game from this shit.
No, you got enough, Alex? You got enough? I hope all of our listeners enjoyed this episode too. This was fucking crazy wild. And I think it just even just shows how much fun you can have while being single, whether you're in New York or whether you're in any fucking city, really. I think this kind of works anywhere.
Yeah. I feel like anybody, and I hang out with Anthony at least once a week.
Because guys are cock blocks, and like the word, like I love my guy friends, but there's only a couple of them that have the same level of game that I do.
Mm-hmm.
So the other ones kind of they bring around, they creeping out the girls. I'm like, dude, you can't do that. Like,
yeah,
you know, like,
I
by the way,
I
he
agree.
Just asked why he didn't hang out with guys. I don't know if you guys could hear that question.
So I do it separately, unless there's a guy that's on par that I can chill.
That
but I'm more than comfortable with hanging out with like five girls.
Do you feel, would you rather be, or do you feel like it's better for you picking up women when you're alone or with other women?
With other women, because it depends on where you are, but if I'm in a club and I'm by myself, it could be a little creepy. So, like, you
okay.
know.
That makes sense. Mm.
Well, it has been a pleasure having you on here.
If you ladies want to meet Anthony, I'm not going to give you his Instagram right now. We're going to keep
send Weezy some pictures.
Send me your name and I'll tag him for you and you can see him. Anthony has only like 300 followers.
Yeah,
he's like a very low-key private page. He won't even accept some bitches. It's hilarious.
That's funny.
And out here with the 100,000 model girls following him back.
I also want to go ahead and shout out and say thank you to all of our patrons who have supported the show. I hope you guys enjoy the full video version of
this. Y'all been talking shit.
So y'all can see how everything's been. And again, we should be getting our merchandise out if it's not already out by this episode. And again, I just want to thank all of you guys for supporting us. If you're not a patron, you can become a patron by going to patreon.com/horrible decisions. You can also follow us on our Instagram page @horrible_decisions, and we're on Twitter now, and this is pretty much Weezy on that Twitter. I have nothing to do with it, so it can
okay,
go
bitch.
I mean, I'm just saying, they all ask me where they can tweet you, so I want people to know that if you want to find Weezy on Twitter now, she's doing the
she basically
horrible
threw
pod.
That shade because she's like the social justice warrior over here.
Not only the social justice warrior, but it's also the page with 21 tweets. But go ahead and try to reach out to her because maybe then she'll use it a little bit more.
I know,
but
nobody
guys,
talks to me. That's
you guys
it.
can reach her there. And yeah, I guess you can catch me on everything at Full Court Pumps and Weezy.
WTF.
And thank you. This has been yet another wild motherfucking episode
Bye.
Of Horrible Decisions.
Thank you guys.
Bye.